Dos, tres, cuatro. Corona, tic, tic, tic,
corona, we just said we're not going to speak about corona anymore. And now you wanna...
So I am finishing the corona topic at the beginning, right off bat.
Right at the beginning.
Right at off rip, like, so that no one can ever say we are still talking about this thing. Anyway,
go backwards to go forward.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you got to take one step back to take five steps forward.
Wasn't that a Brian McKnight song?
It was an Aaliyah song.
It was an Aaliyah song. Yeah. Throw this back, forth and forth.
And outside of R. Kelly, Aaliyah's body count was pretty dope.
What?
Yeah, like, did she body niggas?
Yeah, she fucked Dame Dash. Dame Dash is still like, ooh, I miss you. Like, Jay-Z was I miss you.
This,
like,
was a teenager.
Didn't she die at 17? How's she gonna be body count? Like, what are you talking about?
Fam? It was a different time.
She didn't even get the key to the city.
It was a different time. She
didn't even have a 21st. What are you talking about?
Sure.
Fam. Dame Dash and Jay-Z had a big fight over Aaliyah because, okay, it was this weird love quadrangle, whatever, but it was between Aaliyah, Dame Dash, R. Kelly, and Jay-Z, and it was like, I don't know what's happening. That girl had
niggas and Jet Li.
Dizzy. And,
no, no,
and Jet Li.
Obviously, Jet Li was like, which one of you do I need
which
to fight?
Which wall do you want to walk on?
Whoever wins out of
lips.
You.
Jay-Z had small lips, then Jet Li fucked him up, and then it just stuck.
Anyway.
That's a low-hanging fruit. Yeah, no. It's a very low hanging fruit.
Welcome to Hot Time Alcoholics. Season 2, episode Tress.
Think about that one. That you almost fucked it up there.
No, I had it in my mind. I just had to find the Spanish. As per usual, you're joined by your boy, it's the Suburban Papa Action, aka your mom's ex-boyfriend, aka Kobe in the crutch, aka the taxi driver's nutritionist, aka sometimes I fall downstairs. And my friends.
Okay. Official or jump story. On balconies, no, or jump off roofs of buildings.
Official,
or
official
don't
story.
Listen to kids who tell you, official sir, sir, don't do
why
this.
Are you snitching? Why are you snitching?
No, I'm just making sure we're talking about the same event.
Hey, Tekashi Schnitt, there's actually...
Sure. We're talking about the same adventure.
Listen, we are also joined by Tekashi Schnitch 9.
Do I daddy?
AKA Baton Stickton.
AKA I get these girls to post pictures of my house.
Now who's Tekashi Schnitch 9?
That might have been a dry snitch. Okay, we might have to edit that out.
Yo, we're fighting each other. That's
you.
And of course, the most delicious. Oh no, that's your cue.
So your thing.
See, I cued you up nicely.
Yeah. Nah, I'm low energy today.
AKA the fresh vegan kitchen snack. AKA Le Grand V, AKA Punani. Bye. But you gotta say, you gotta high note the boy.
Uh-huh.
It can't be like, it's... Because
okay.
I answered the story was Punani boy before you hit puberty. So it's Punani
boy. You're in the choir.
Hey, AKA 6 foot delicious.
Hey, man.
We out here.
I retired that one quick for us. Yeah, people were telling me I'm like mad arrogant. So I was just like, okay, let me.
Yeah, that's what happened with my old name as well. That's where we go.
Arrogance
neck at the end, kill it.
Arrogance is only arrogance to the people who have small penises.
It's fact.
Okay. If you were snack, you were snack. What's are we lying? It's like defamation. If you are not arrogance is are you not telling the truth? Are you not 6 foot? Are you 6 foot? Is this fair?
Yeah.
Are you delicious?
I don't know.
Is this
that.
Fair? No, this is true. Both things are true. Therefore, it is just
truth.
A name. It's
truth.
Like calling it a door.
Yeah.
It's like there's a door. Now someone's gonna call me arrogant because I'm calling myself a door. No, that doesn't make sense. You're 6 foot delicious. It's a vibe. Haters, stop it. Stop it. We don't like your energy. Anyway, so what we're doing today is
the long-awaited Bapsak episode.
It took a year.
For our international listeners, because apparently we have a few.
Yeah, from Antigua.
Hey,
I don't even
know
how.
How?
I don't know who.
From the US, Switzerland.
We've got Switzerland, Austria, Germany,
US,
Philippines.
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 I literally can't say that with a straight face.
You know what? It's because it sounds like, you know when Zulu niggas say pili pili.
Yeah. And surprisingly, like, we trash Americans a lot, but we have quite, it seems that we have a few American listeners in the mix.
Listen, we're internationally known.
So, Papsak is box wine, people who don't know. They call it Papsak because inside there is a flat sack of wine.
Okay. My Afrikaans extends to Dion Bluff. So, I don't know why they called it a papsak. I just assumed
that's what it was. Pap is flat, suck is sack, flat sack, papsak.
Oh, like when a girl says your sex game is bob.
It means it's your penis is flat.
It's your shit is flaccid, my guy. Your shit is, your shit's not popping. It's not doing
when
the
you're
erect
a pop, nigga. It means, means you
are flat.
You are flat.
You were ditting, bro.
You're ditting.
For all our English listeners, we got the translations.
The translations.
We got the translations.
So we decided that, you know what, we're going to all the major retailers in SA have their own brand of papsak that they do. So we have the Willy's brand of papsak, we have the Pick and Pay brand of papsak, and the Checkers brand of papsak. So you'll only find these in these stores.
And so what was supposed to happen is, apparently this was supposed to be red, which that I didn't get that memo. Apparently 2 out of 3 people got that memo. And then the third person very spicily went through WhatsApp messages. So we have red and white. And yeah, to be fair, to be technical, the DIY's at you because you obviously know who the spicy person is in this relationship. He was like, oh no, semi-sweet red only.
Listen.
And then just brought dry red.
But the thing is,
so as wine lovers, I need you to know.
If you brought any sort of red, there would have been no issue. Fine. But you went totally far left field and
so
took a white instead.
So that basically all black people look the same.
The only thing you got right is that you got papsak.
That's what I'm saying. So basically all
you
black
got
people look
nothing
the same.
Else, nothing else of the categories you got right. It's like I'm saying, bring a black person and then you bring a Chinese guy.
Me
and
you are
like,
basically
ah,
the same skin tone. We look
and
the same. That's what you said. Cause it's sweet red, it's dry red, it's who knows. It's just red. As long as it's red.
You bring a black guy and you brought a dark Indian dude. Yeah, technically, but no. Seriously.
Well, he's not catching coronavirus either. So.
No, there is the first case in Hyderabad or something. I'm really enjoying this coronavirus because I love people panicking.
The melanin fights it all.
Hey, it's been fighting it.
So if you got the melanin easy, shit is breezy.
But I think, you know how the faster thing adapts. Yeah? I think it's catching on slowly but surely. It will catch everything.
We're still on zero.
Some people.
Melanin is still on zero there.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, except, you know what? Sometimes these diseases are racist. Remember when AIDS only liked white people and then it came from black people? All of a sudden. That's what happened. It only liked white people and then it came from black people. And I was like, wait, I don't understand the mathematics of what you just said. Anyway,
you know, I was having a chat with my boss, and my boss is fuck old. He's like 1,000,003, and he was telling me that, yo, when AIDS first hit South Africa, and there was a whole lot of hype, and he remembers this hype like how it was Corona hype, like the Corona hype and the misinformation about Corona. He's saying when he was younger in his 20s, way back in the day, and AIDS was like a new thing. There was the fake news AIDS hype about guys, you can breathe it, and if you're in the wrong place, oh, and at night time it's worse, and use Vicks Vapor Rub, like that.
And don't touch the blacks.
Yeah, exactly. So this was the misinformation they were getting about AIDS.
I heard something wild, but now I've forgotten it. So we're just gonna power through. Anyway, so we're gonna start with the Woolworths.
Yes.
Sauvignon Blanc. It is apparently dry, crisp, with some passionate fruit and green pepper.
It comes flavors. In a 2 liter.
Can I say this first off? No. Why do people keep telling us there are peppers in our wine?
Pepper.
This
because
thing says it's green pepper.
Who wants pepper in their wine?
This is my first point.
Why would you want
why
pepper
has
in
anybody
wine?
Ever wanted wine to taste like green pepper? Or red pepper? Or yellow pepper? Or pepper?
Angazi.
My guy. You have banana, toffee, grapes. Pick one.
This pepper tasting wine, okay, it doesn't taste like pepper, but it's actually not bad. I'm actually not angry with this with this Woolies Popsa. How much was this Woolies Popsa?
99 rand.
99 rand.
99 rand.
For a 2 liter.
For 2 liters.
Okay, you got the expensive one of the bunch.
Premium vino, bro.
So the Woolies, it's 99 bucks for the 2 liter. Pick and Pay 3 liter is also 99.
Especially when we're dealing with popsicles, you have to know what percentage of alcohol is in there. It's 12.5. Because if you're drinking a popsicle, you're trying to get fucked up.
This thing is nice for pool parties.
Yes.
You just can't feel too bad about bringing a popsicle though.
It's like little cucumber sandwiches with a crust cut off. You know.
Are you trying to go to Corona pool parties? Trying to go to pool parties with the whites.
Yeah, man.
Chad's pool party. No, but I feel you. I would fuck with this at a pool party. Oh, you know what? You know what could be also useful for it? Because I really want to buy a decanter. This would be useful to go in the decanter. So people are like, ooh.
So they think you're fancy.
Listen, you have a fancy wine. It's like, yeah.
So 99
bitches. So the Pick and Bay ones, they're also 99 bucks but for 3 liter. There's it's called a Joe Burger red wine, and there's a normal dry red wine. The Joe Burger is 10.5%.
That's what I'm taking more. Ooh, so which is more value? Because there is 1 liter more there, but there's 2% more there.
But the normal Pick and Pay dry red, also same price, 3 liter, is 13.5%.
That. Nope, I'm not gonna say that. Ooh, I very nearly waited. Nipples deep. No, fucking. That is sold in the Western Cape.
Ah, so what are they saying about us, Joe Burgers? We can't handle as much alcohol. That's a whole lie.
Popsicles.
Yes.
I don't think Joe Burgers are very good at popsicles.
Remember when we told you about the Mongolian immune system and you're not ready for it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, fam.
They've been training in harsh conditions, fam, in Cape Town.
Been training. Generations of the dope system.
So we used to more straight than box wines.
My guy, these people will drink that thing and be like, alright, what's good? Where are we going now? You're gonna be like,
And then the Checkers one, which is called Oak Ridge, and it's only sold in Checkers. It's 13% for a 5 liter, and this thing is 200 bucks.
People of Surrey, or wherever it is, Antigua, Switzerland, wherever you are. Can I just explain that there are three of us who do this podcast? Right? We are three. Look, none of us are fat. I don't think any of us weighs more than what? 100?
I was close.
100. At some point you were close, but like 100, 120. Like, we're not large. We are large humans, but we're. Okay, some of us are large humans, but we're not like. Basically, what I'm trying to say is there are. What? 3, 6, 11?
13.
There are 13 liters of wine here. And 11 of them were bought by DIY Daddy for reasons that no one is quite sure of.
Because we're getting fucked up tonight!
Woo! Anyway, so, any more thoughts on this no. Sauvignon?
I could possibly take this to a family function and not feel too issues about it. It's quite right.
It's aptly described as crisp and dry. But it's not like that dry, that Mario biscuit dry.
Mm.
Not that who can bake a biscuit.
The baker's man.
Especially for you. The guys. Baker's man. It's like other dry wines. Yo, those things make you... throat is like, it's hella dry. But like this one, they're correct in saying it's crisp. Like it's, but it's not sharp, like in its dryness. It's nice.
I like it, it's soft.
That's the thing, like they call it, a Sauvignon Blanc in this box. I don't think so. I think it tastes more like a Chenin.
Really?
It's not as rough, not as bitter, not as sharp.
I was
going to
go more for Chardonnay.
Well, Chenin and Chardonnay are pretty close. It's the furthest away is probably a Chardonnay and a Sauvignon Blanc.
Look at us. We are primetime experts on what types of wine are what. Listen, it tastes nice. You're not going to be mad at it. It's buttery. I think I'm starting to figure out what people mean by buttery. I don't think they mean it tastes like butter. I mean, just the way it fills your mouth.
Yeah.
Is kind of similar to butter. Like, it's... It is... No, because I could just hear how pretentious I'm about to sound. It's, like, expansive. It's easy to drink. Ooh, but expensive. It, like, fills the mouth. It's got a decent smell. It's not strong smelling. It's this is actually pretty good.
It hits your wisdoms quick.
This is pretty good for 99 Rand.
It is pretty good for 99 Rand.
Like, I might replace some of my 55 Rand wines with this.
For a 2 liter white wine, it does well. It does really
so
well.
So what motivates someone to buy a box wine Sauvignon Blanc as opposed to just a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc?
If you have an expensive Sauvignon Blanc that's finished, you can refill it with this and fool everybody.
No.
But like, well, I mean,
answer the question, what motivates them?
So I think generally people buy box wines for price point. Because you're getting, for instance, I know if you get the house brand Woolworths Sauvignon Blanc, it's 54 Rand and that's 750 mils.
Oh.
So you do the math. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, cool. I could get 2 and a bit bottles of house brand Woolies for less money. And I think that's generally the thinking behind any sort of box wine. It's can we get how much can I get from, I know the 5 liter Woolies was, except that one, it's not Sauvignon or anything, it's just white. we have crisp white.
The marketing team is like, we don't need
the leftovers. Yeah. This is all the leftovers in one sack.
And that's like 180, 190. Mm. I mean,
it's for a 5 liter.
Yeah, it's good, but it's also you're obviously not going out to buy like some fancy shit that I can show off to people.
Yeah.
Because also we have this very snobbish thing about wine that comes in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure is correct, because again, this is actually better than I think some of the wines we've actually had.
True. We've had some expensive wines on here, and this rallies, hey? It really does.
Like, it can at least punch in that weight class.
It punches in within the weight class.
Mm. So, I'm not mad at it. Okay.
Random thoughts of the week that I had.
Ooh.
Now, you know, I always come up with this fucking... Ooh, I don't know what my mind does.
Take us into
I was thinking, if you die... Now, I was thinking about death a lot, obviously, from the pandemic and all that bullshit.
That's a weird segue into death, I'm not gonna lie.
It's fine. And I was thinking, okay, I live alone. We all live in our spaces. What if...
I know there's many people in my house. Like, someone will notice if I'm dead.
Okay.
It might be a while for you. You might not.
Yeah,
You might not reply to our text, and it might just be like, "Ah, Sherman's going through."
Sherman's doing.
And then, like 2 weeks from now, it might be like, "Guys, why isn't Sherman replying to our text?"
I'm sure there's a lot of people who also like who live alone, who don't really, we're not great at texting or communicating with people every day, and might have pets. So I was thinking, if you die in your house, and your pet is there. Obviously, your pet is not going to get food for a few days. Your pet is going to start eating you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your choice of pet?
Snapping turtle.
You want a snapping... You know how long it's going to take for a snapping turtle to eat you, fam?
I'm dead.
It's going to take forever.
I'm dead.
But you'd prefer to be chowed by a snapping turtle.
I'm dead. What are my preferences come... You've also... Like, You're saying it's going to take me long to be eaten, like my time crunch.
You're already in Thug's Mansion.
Yeah, like I'm already in
Thug's Mansion. But why would you choose a snapping turtle?
Because it's a cool animal. Like, that's literally it. Fam, if you're dead, what considerations do you have? Oh, how sore is it going to be? You're dead!
I don't know. I might like something very dramatic.
Yeah, get a... Fam, you might as well get a bear.
Like pigs. Like a whole bunch of little potbelly pigs. Or like rabbits.
That is not weirder than a snapping turtle.
That, you're right, it's not weirder than a snapping turtle.
Yeah, like you can get anything to eat you.
But your cat, your dog, anything is going to start eating you. That's just...
Because those niggas are motherfuckers. It'll always be your own.
I ain't got to worry, it's white bitches that are all... It's I don't have weird relationships with animals.
Yeah, no, I...
There's no dog sleeping in my bed.
Bah. Ugh. Bleh. Like, it still grosses me out to this day.
What?
Like, the concept of the dog gets on the bed. Because also, dogs shed. Now, as soon as the dog gets on your bed with his dirty paws, you've got paw marks on your bed, you've got dog hair on your bed, you've got like, what must happen? You have to now take your entire bedding and wash it.
Do you think that happens?
No, that's my point. That's why it's nasty.
Little than that, you're sleeping in bed, dog comes on your bed. Let's say you're a white person and you're used to this shit. And it comes through, and as you're sleeping, licks your face. And you're cool. You're like, oh, this dog loves me.
Mm-mm.
You do realize this dog was sniffing other dogs' asses just before it came through and licked your face.
Mm-mm.
And it eats its own shit.
Mm-mm. Dogs really do eat shit.
Yes.
This is going to be this a weird. This is a weird story, but dogs really do eat shit. I've seen it in my life.
I've also seen it.
Like, I once took a shit in the garden, and then my dog
ate. What did you... Wait. What?
Listen. Shout out to Scooby, you're a real one.
What? How did... Wait.
Jaleesa, what is your life?
I don't know. When did this happen?
I don't know, I was like 8 or 9.
Okay, still, that's still rough.
What?
I was playing in the garden, I was having a fun time. What was happening?
You weren't wiping, that wasn't happening.
I mean, I wipe later. Like kids are made of titanium. Kids can't die. What happened?
Aaron Hernandez.
Exactly.
Gabriel Hernandez. Kids can't die. They killed him. It's a very big difference.
And then he died.
No, you can kill anyway.
Okay, how did you shit? How did you shit in fucking
love. I can't remember why I shot in the garden, but I took a shit in the garden. I think the toilet
were around. Been...
No, I was in the garden. I was playing in the garden. Like I was
by just, yourself?
Like, yeah, I was at home. Well, you know when you're in the garden.
No, don't look at me and say you know. I don't know. I haven't
done it. Okay, you know when you are playing.
And the bathroom was accessible. Like, you, it was an
eye shot away. I'm not sure that it was. It wasn't an eye shot away. It was somewhere deep in the house. Like, we used to have a much
deeper. You don't say deep in the house like you fucking love.
Oh, you're in the royal palace. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, no. But, like, we used to have a much bigger garden. Like, when I was young, we lived in the south. And we actually had quite a big garden. And...
All this is not...
Yeah, this is...
I'm not saying it's an excuse.
You're telling me, did you have to take a golf cart to your house?
I'm not saying it's an excuse.
Were you rich or rich?
I think no.
Yeah.
No. I think my friend Shane might have said, yo, I think dogs eat shit. I can't remember the specifics around it. What I remember
is... Did you take a shit to see if your dog would eat it?
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not entirely 1000% sure of the details. What I know is, I took a shit, and then the dog was like, and I was like, that's grim. And I was like, that's gross.
Did the dog wait for you? Or did the dog just like, did you take a shit in the dog's mouth?
Fam, you're asking me a lot of, no, I did not shit in the dog's mouth. I did not shit in the dog's mouth. The dog came and then... Anyway, SPCA, don't add me. Don't add me. Because this is actually such a nasty podcast.
This is such a nasty fucking podcast.
Yo, and why bitches let dogs kiss him on the mouth?
Yeah, it's the same dog.
What happened to your dog? Did your dog die? Or what happened to this?
No, he was fine.
Mm.
He was perfectly fine. He spent the rest of his life running around until he got hit by a car.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's fine.
No, okay, after you got hit by the car, he was fine. But, like, for the years that, like, nothing happened. We have this wall, and we lived down this road, and my dog was, like, a mixed breed, but he was badly trained and mildly aggressive. Which is badly trained, which is to say not trained at all. So what he would do is, there was like, you know those like power boxes? So he would jump, use the power box, jump over the fence, if like people were walking by, and then just like terrorize the neighbors.
Yeah.
It was really funny, but it also, my parents hated it. It cost them all the money in the world. Like there was so many, like medical bills they had to pay.
Oh shit!
But what he would do is, if it wasn't people, he would like jump over and chase cars. And the one day he jumped over and chased a car, but he didn't chase the car. He tried to get in front of the car, and the car's like, "Alright, cool. Here you go." And then now he was like, "Guys, help me." I'm like, "But fam, we've been telling you to stop doing this."
Yeah.
Now he's like,
"Suffer with your choices."
And we had to
eat shit.
And we had to go, we had to go to the vet. Shout out to Scooby. It's when vet fees were still cheap. I think I think it was like 300
back in the day before white people got involved. Vet fees were cheap.
Yeah.
Now there's all like insurance and shit.
But anyway, let's knock this out before. Just because we did a whole episode on it yesterday. Okay, Corona's cancelled all the fun. Cape Town Jazz Fest is cancelled.
Done.
Vivo Nation Festival's cancelled. And I genuinely believe any festival coming up in the next couple of weeks will probably be cancelled. These are just local. Premier League's cancelled.
UEFA Champions League's cancelled. Euro is cancelled.
F1?
EPL Cup Formula is cancelled.
Is postponed. MotoGP postponed. World Superbikes postponed. Fucking everything except rugby, which I don't understand because they just spend all that time climbing on each other and breathing on each other.
I think they're trying to kill AFCON's people, so I'm not mad.
Play ball.
Do you think, guys? Oh my god, Corona. Anyway, so then what do? Guys, this quarantine and chill thing might be a vibe, but then who do you get quarantined with?
Lexi Pantera.
You.
I like that choice.
Yes.
Small bums, but I like that choice.
But the bums shake.
They do.
Is it a porn star?
They know.
No.
She is not.
She was on that music video. Oh,
she's like a twerkist.
Yeah, she's a twerkist.
How she got small bums and being a twerkist? What's happening?
It's small cultural and appropriation. You know this guy likes climbing mountains.
Oh, yeah. You at least that.
Actually, not
it's
small
actually,
bums.
It's actually, it's like a no, proper bum.
She's got she's definitely got a white lady bums.
Nah, she got Latina lady.
She got like, she didn't have a heart. She didn't
she's
have a shot.
She's got the
I can't trust your judgment. You have some.
She does not. Guys,
you have some. You have some big tendencies.
Please look up Lexi Pantera.
When one half of a girl's bum is your body weight, you like, no, that's right. That's the right.
She's bigger than Amanda Cerny.
Yes, but Amanda Cerny has no bums. Beautiful girl, no bums.
Yeah, but this is the point. It's Latina bums. It's...
No, but so for instance, Paola Contento, she got some yeeks. She got some yeeks.
It's so concerning that we know his name like off the bat.
Fam.
No idea.
My explore page. I never used to use the explore page ever. I remember people used to come to me and be like, "Yo, you know, the reason I spend so much time on my explore page on Instagram is because of my explore page." It's like, "Oh, what the fuck is an explore page?"
Is that the one where you go like to like search?
That's where it just gives you random shit. My explore page, I now have to stop going into it because it's big booty, racially ambiguous, curly head bitches. That's
you.
The only thing that's there.
You, Meek Mill. I'm like, guys. You, Meek Mill, and Killer Mike have the same thing, same following.
And you know what? You're right, because I see those niggas there all the time.
Double tap.
Like whenever I'm like following a new one, like followed by me, I'm like, oh, taste.
Yeah.
No, because like I just started, guys, and I'm actually getting concerned because at some point in time, these girls are all starting to meld into each other, so they all kind of look fairly similar.
Yeah.
But at the same time, goddamn, like I'm like, God, there can't be so many. I can't have to be scared to open my Instagram.
Yeah, I can't do it. Like at work, like if I'm bored, like I can't.
I cannot open my Instagram in public.
I do it.
Yes. That's Lexi Pantera.
Is that Lexi Pantera? Mm. I thought she was way whiter than that.
She's whiter. Latina.
Yeah.
Just because you saw her with straight hair before.
Look, you're not wrong. She has a white girl's frame, but she does have ass.
Like, for instance, you know the chick you sent me? What's it? Tarzan Fit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know why you're exposing me? Yeah? Why are you exposing me? Yeah.
Tarzan foot.
There was some hoe who was doing like some handstand upside down and the cheeks were hanging over. I was just like, there's only one
she
person
is, who enjoys it. I've said she has, and she does like, she only does leg day. Like, she literally only does leg day. It is just like.
You guys sent that one girl, what Pearl? Who only does leg day?
Fam.
Okay, your list is not wrong.
But okay, so Lexi Pantera, quarantine and chilling.
Bruh, I don't know. Eh? Fuck, I don't know.
This is your chance. If you want to shoot your shot at a girl, say it now. And feel like
yo, hey,
feel like ayo, beep.
Hey. I have to think about it. Shit. I can't like pop up names like you guys. I don't
look. I hate people. To say no. Yours is right. Lexi Pantera's got white girl bums. I'm going through a page right now. I'm just like, hey, I'm trying to find.
Did you say material dreams?
No, but still, no.
No, listen. She's still a bad. Let us
get it.
Let us never disrespect the queen like this. She's still a.
You know who? Golden Barbie. Gold Barbie.
Gold Barbie DX.
Yeah.
The one who's a porn star.
No, I don't know porn star view. How would I know?
Speaking of, this is a great segue, guys.
This one, Jasmine Sanders.
Ooh, no, send me that.
Jasmine Sanders.
Okay, so here's the thing. Earlier this week, I was listening to another podcast. We've referenced it before because we all like Andrew Schultz. And we've actually had this conversation before about whether or not you would fuck a bad trans girl. And then I bumped into something that was literally the most spectacular thing. And just spectacular, not even in the sense it was great, in the sense it was like, you know, the word awesome is broken up into two. Like, the first part of awesome is it gives you awe. And awe is not necessarily like something great. It's just like, what the fuck? So they were talking about Buck Angel and Bailey J. Yes, please, but she does need more bumps.
Bailey J, go.
Bailey J is this beautiful trans girl. Big old titties.
What do you mean, face. Beautiful trans girl? So she transitioned, when you say trans girl, transitioned from dude to chick.
Yeah, she is. So she's female. She identifies as female.
Okay.
She has a penis.
Oh. So she's not female.
The penis. Okay. Listen. You can do all you want with that.
Like, as soon as you say you have a penis, you have a penis.
Mm-mm. Don't drag me into that.
Okay.
She's female with a penis. But she's pretty. And in the body.
She's a pretty dude.
And in the waist.
Pretty in the face, thick in the waist.
Bam. And then they showed me this. And then like, because they were talking about them. And they were asking basically the same question. And then they talked about Buck Angel. And Buck Angel looks like a Viking. Like, he literally looks like an extra from Vikings.
Beard, has a vagina.
Tattoos, blah, blah, vagina. Like, do you understand how job? So I was like, who are these people? I go onto the pornography directory. I'm like, I see the Bailey J shit. It weirds me out. But you know what? I've seen female
porn. Wait. So are you telling me Buck Angel is getting piped down?
My nigga! This is what I'm saying! So, let me get to the story. I see the Bailey J. But I've seen female shit. So, like, it's weird. But it's not. It doesn't shift my perspective.
Yeah, you've seen this thing before. It's nothing new.
You see the picture I sent you of Buck Angel.
Yeah.
They had that nigga's knees by his ears.
Yo.
Here. Reaming him out. And I was like, he's the biggest clitoris in the world. Because obviously he's been on testosterone. So his clit is now like the size of a pinky finger.
Oh, that's fucking nasty.
And it is a vagina. It's a vagina.
And some dude.
So wait, that Viking
is getting reamed.
That Viking is actually getting successfully missionaried.
Fam! Reamed! What position do you want? Reamed! Doggy style! Are you hearing
pecker, pecker, pecker,
pecker? My guy! I was literally like, my brain didn't know what to do. It literally didn't know what to do. That was one of the
now
first...
Now I have to do a little research.
Fam,
this do, you want, so, do you want this on your search history?
No, this is why. This is why I sent you the WhatsApp, man. I was like, guys, I did some research. I don't know. Like, I literally, I can tell you, I don't know. I didn't know how to react to it. Like, I literally didn't know how to react to it because nothing about how he looks prepares you for... Some dude walks in who is my
so
size.
So is it not a dude who has now transitioned into, like, he once had a penis but now has a vagina?
No, so Buck Angel is a girl. Born a woman who took all the hormones and looks like how he looks.
But
so,
hasn't had a penis transplant.
But he looks like a whole Viking, but he has a fully functional vagina.
Bruh, this dude is, you saw the bit, is balding.
Yeah,
he's balding with a goatee.
I saw that.
Fam, he looks like an angry tattoo artist.
He does. He does.
And I swear to you, he has a pinky finger sized clitoris and he just gets it. He just gets it.
Can I ask a fucked
up
question?
For the right paycheck, would you be able to be that porn star who reams him out?
I couldn't.
You?
You couldn't?
I'm calling it.
You?
I'm calling it. I could not fuck Buck Angel. I could fuck the shit out of Bailey J. I could not fuck Bailey. She's
no, but she'll fuck you. You don't understand.
She
this, right?
No, cause she's feminine. She doesn't like fucking people. She just likes wanking while you fuck her in the ass. Jesus, this podcast is so nasty. But anyway,
yeah.
This is the thing. Like, and this is why I kind of get what trans people mean by identifying, because Bailey J is a woman. She just has a dick. Via biological sex, she's man.
So why did she get the surgery?
Via gender, because her porn career is popping. She's making money off the shit. Like, people, there is a, and I read this Vice article like a couple of weeks ago, but there's a community of men. Oh, and it was also in Pose. But there's a community of men that likes trans women.
We saw, like, when we went to Thailand, we saw white dudes, specifically white dudes, like, literally going after the trans Thai.
Yeah, like, girls. There is a market for you to have titties and a dick. Mm. It's a bit weird for me.
Mm.
But if you're asking me to fuck the dude who looks like a Viking and has a vagina,
How does the Viking dude moan or squeal like a dude fucking, or does he?
I couldn't put it on loud because I was in public.
Why are you doing these things in public?
Because it
what
literally
is with you.
Because I had to know in that moment, and in that moment I was in public, but I had to know, I had to see what they meant.
You're an Eastie, and this is the price you pay.
And so yeah, exactly. And then I was like, oh my god. Like, fam, I cannot remember a moment.
You know these IT companies that just collate our data, and they sell our data to third parties.
Mm.
I want to see what data they have on you, like your search history, and
you know what?
I want to see what you.
I think yours.
My search history is ugly.
Yours data. It's probably like, dude, it's unusable. Like, we don't know how to market to this man. We got no products for him.
No, because there's a lot of different shit. It'd be like, yo, listen, transgender people and World War II. Where do we find the middle ground? But so yes, I would absolutely rather fuck. But anyway, because we asked this question, actually, which is where we started. Because I asked, would you fuck? And you guys said, no, I'm not fucking either person. Yeah. Fine. But if you were trying to spice up your pornography life, which direction are you going in?
Let me say something. I need whatever my sexual curiosity and sexual attraction, you must have been born with the XX chromosome. That is my criteria.
So you're going with Buck Angel.
So you're sleeping with the Viking?
No, we're not saying who you're sleeping with, just saying who are you searching?
Where are you trending towards?
Okay.
So you're going Buck Angel directions.
XX chromosome. Like it's
as Buck Angel directions.
Like I don't want to get into Buck Angel directions. Listen. It must have been conceptualized, manufactured, and put into production by God. That's the vagina. The vagina must have been conceptualized.
It is a holy place.
Manufactured and put into production by God. That's my criteria.
Or someone's parents. But that's okay. Let's make this slightly more serious. But that is, for me, a very interesting thing. Especially when we're talking not so much about sex, but about gender. Right?
Mm.
Because we're kind of saying the same thing. No, we're not. We're saying the opposite thing, but we're on the same side. We're on two sides of the same coin. If that makes sense. So you're saying, because basically we're both saying we want a woman.
Yeah, but yours must look like a woman. But however I define my sexual attraction to a woman, but how I define that, it's what's on your birth certificate. So if you got the XX chromosome on your birth certificate, that's what I define.
But you see, that's what's interesting for me. That's the thing that's interesting for me, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, what we're saying is you could take someone who looks like a man but has a vagina.
I'm not saying I could.
But like that is maybe not maybe you not could, but like that's your mind is more that way.
Yeah? Rather rephrase it, not what I could, but I couldn't do XY chromosome. No matter how you identify and what treatments, hormone treatment you're on, or what surgery you've been to, you were still born with the XY chromosome to me, and I'm not sexually attracted to that. Even if you identify as the XX,
could even look like it, and it still won't matter to like, endure. So this person could look like Sofia Vergara and be like, listen, from the age of 0 to 2,
What happens if Sofia wouldn't go that path? What happens if Sofia? Because I feel like you're agreeing with them. What happens if Sofia has had the surgery
of removing?
She has a vagina now.
Yeah, I agree with endure on that one. I wouldn't.
No, you don't know. She has.
I don't know. She's late now.
No, she has had the surgery.
Yeah.
She looks like a woman. Mm. She speaks like a woman. Yep. She has fat old titties, a big old ass, and you find out after the fact.
Then I would. I probably would never be able to get hard with her again.
Same.
Why? Like, what is it? Because I know you've said
there is an answer to the question. Why? We can't talk about it because it's
okay, fair enough.
You can get in trouble.
It's a trigger. It's a trigger for people.
It's going against someone else's beliefs, which is what I don't want to do. But at the same time, I also have to consider what I'm attracted to and what I want. And
that's also a real thing.
Can identify whatever you want to identify, and we can coexist and we can be in the same space and not have an issue. That's fine. But with regards to my sexuality, now we are coming into each other's space.
Yeah.
And my sexuality, I need the XY chromosome, or I need the atypical or the cis definition of a woman.
That's fair.
I'm treading on very thin ice. Yeah. Like it's shaky.
Nothing wrong with identifying as cis.
No. See, what I'm saying is like, I'm not denouncing how you identify and carry yourself, I'm not denying you that opportunity. But at the same time, I also have to consider what I'm attracted to. You know, I'm really not attracted to... I think it's the mere idea of that you were once a man and now a woman.
Yeah,
I can't reconcile the fact that you're a woman now.
Yeah. Even if you look like Sofia Vergara, and let's say we've been smashing for years and sex life is great, and then you tell me, yo, actually I was born a dude, I would not be able to... I'd have a problem with that point. It would play in my mind so much that I would probably never have a sex life henceforth.
Let's take a quick pause there to try out the next one.
The Joe Burger.
We're also definitely not going to get through all four of these.
Definitely not.
Joe Burger, Red Wine.
Joe Burger, Red Wine. Look, I mean, we can try, but
we can rush it.
At the point where we're 46 minutes in and we're in our second glass.
Yeah, we know. I think we can. I really do not want to do a Pupsup 2.0.
Okay, anyway, we're here. Joe Burger Red Wine is... what is it? It's sweet. Let's taste it. It does taste sweet. It tastes like a fizz pop.
It tastes like Four Cousins.
Yeah, it's sweet, but it's not great.
It's not great. Mm. Like, for example, the Willys, got more than what we expected concerning getting what you pay for.
This is the exactly Joe Burger, what I expected.
Yeah, you got exact... this is a Pupsup wine. If you ever want to taste what a Pupsup wine is supposed to taste like, this is what it is.
And, I mean, to be fair, it's not terrible. It's just very sweet.
Like, as you taste it, the first thing that hits you is sweet. So you don't even get to taste the wine. It's just whatever has sweetened it. It's the first thing that hits you. It's not something that, like, it's part of the taste profile. You just taste sugar.
This tastes like hangover in the morning.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely hangover medicine. Not a day drinker.
This is student drinks.
Yeah, yes. This Joe Burger Red Wine. Yeah, this is... this is what you drink when you're first getting into alcohol. Like, if you're ever gonna have a first taste of alcohol,
it's... oh, this is going to be controversial. I think if you ask the marketing team who buys more Johannesburg or red wine, I think you would find that they would tell you that there are more women who do.
Women do prefer sweeter wines.
And that is statistical.
Generalizing, yeah.
Big generalization. Please don't at me.
No, I have access to this information, so I have insider information.
Yeah, like, women like sweeter things. Yes.
And it is women from the age of 26 to 36.
This is women from the age of about 14. This is like...
we do not condone underage drinking on this podcast.
Please don't.
The views of...
please don't underage drink.
Yo, you're coming with all the underage stats. So started with Aaliyah, now we're...
now.
This is the thing you drank when you were a kid.
When Aaliyah married R. Kelly at the age of 15, she drank this wine.
Let's not say all of that.
Probably served at the wedding.
Yeah, this was served at the wedding. The Johannesburg.
Our lawyer is not that strong. You need to retract that. You need to retract that
thing. That's just going to be the sound of my head.
Your interlude music is so wack, and you always do it.
It is. I don't like editing.
No, we don't really know where it comes from.
I don't know his tune. I don't know
the reference.
It's like some old US show. Like Johnny Carson or something. I don't know. No one cares. Anyway, moving swiftly.
So, okay, before we forget, because we might get a bit crunk. In terms of the white wines, I like that it can... I'm talking about the Willys. The Willys Sauvignon Blanc. It can hang with the big boys. And the middle level. So it can hang with the bottled white wine. And I'm not completely angry with that. So I'm going to give that a 5 out of 10, 5 out of 10.
The white wine. I'm already rating.
Why so low?
Because it's... okay, at price point and value for money, Yes, it's great. But in terms of just pure taste, it's a 5 out of 10 concerning taste of the white wines we've had. We've had some great white wines.
I bet you a strong 65%.
I bet you if I put that in a bottle, put some fancy
camera. Yeah, you'd rate it like a 7.
It would come out different.
Yeah.
But you're probably right.
I don't know we're at ratings yet.
No, I just want to do it before I forget.
Oh, okay.
planning to forget. Like, I already finished the red wine.
I know. I do not want to do with Babsak again. I'm guys, let's kill this thing.
Listen, you enjoy a Babsak. But listen, okay. My next thing that I actually want to talk about. Remember last week I said it all feels very end of the worldy. My guy Kenya's being eaten by locusts.
I saw that thing,
dude.
Is it?
It's the end of the world.
The world is ending. Guys,
I feel like this always happens. Like,
have raw sex while you can. Mary Stopes, stay open though.
Imagine the day you have to take someone to Mary Stopes and they say, sorry, we closed because of Corona. Yo.
These two topics are going to come together and I'm going to snitch on myself and this is probably going to end up badly for me. But I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
So have raw sex while you can. But also, guys, sometimes, if she gets pregnant and it's the end of the world, someone has to be a single mom. If the world is ending.
And then you come back into the child's life when, like, he wins a 6th championship ring. And
then I'm like, yo.
He wins a Ballon d'Or.
And then I just say, yo, you know what? Your mom was just really a bitch. Like, you know? I come back
like Drake's dad.
Mm. Exactly. Here's the thing.
Kevin Hart's dad, dude.
And the reason I say this, oh, this is so toxic. But listen to what I'm saying. I genuinely, now, in what? I'm almost 33. Mm. I've moved in the world for long enough. I've had serious girlfriends. I've had not serious girlfriends. I've had just, like, I feel like I've done most of the versions of relationships.
Mm.
Haven't done an open relationship. Well, an open relationship that wasn't like, I don't really give a fuck what you do. Like an actually open relationship.
Yeah.
So now, there's a situation. This is why I say girls don't listen. And we've had this conversation. Well, partly. What do you do when, and listeners, please help, what do you do when you, because people always say men aren't honest, men don't say what they want to do up front, blah blah blah.
Mm.
But then what do you do when you say what you want to do up front, then the situation comes back when she's like, oh, now I feel different, and you say I don't, and she's like, all right, fuck that, I'm gonna power through, and then like, all right, cool, drown yourself. Then it moves forward and you're like, and then she's like, I still want to have your babies. And you're like, I don't.
Mm.
And now you're like, listen, bitch, I enjoy fucking you. I enjoy your vagina.
Yeah.
And actually, your company's not bad either.
Mm. Mm.
But.
What a glowing review, eh?
But. But that's
that's a clear 6 out of 10.
No, but there's my thing. This is an actual question, not just for me, but for you guys and for the listeners. Like, when you have made the boundaries clear about the type of relationship you want, and that person is ignoring all of it.
Of course it's going to be ignored. Firstly, I you know what I suspect, and what I've realized is that A lot of women, from my own experience, are shocked by the level of honesty of an honest guy. A guy who knows what he wants. Because what I suspect is that they've been in the company of dudes or previous dudes or whatever the case may be. And the dudes are just too agreeable. Like, oh, you want to get him? Yes, because dudes are too afraid of losing or catching an L with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So they become agreeable. They become, okay, yes, we'll do what you want to do. We'll yes, whatever you say, is it sort of goes. I'll be malleable to how you feel. And then when you actually upfront and straightforward and completely honest with the with a girl, I think it takes them back. It's like, wow, we've never experienced this before. Or at least a lot of girls haven't.
Okay.
So when you're honest about, this is where I stand, this is how I feel, this is where I see this, this is how far this thing gets.
So your answer is, girls don't know what honesty looks like.
Yes. Male honesty.
Sweet cheeks.
Male honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Weigh in on this pressing topic. Because I have some feelings about it because...
Speak on your feelings. Go on.
No, I'm just mad about a certain thing because I am... We're not gonna throw anyone under the bus here. But like, I'm like, yo. I don't want to end the thing because I like the sex. But... I've also repeatedly said, we're not going to date. Which has not stopped anyone from being like, hey. And to be fair, there was a friend of mine who said this thing. It's the boyfriend experience.
Speak on it.
So, for those of you who don't know, the boyfriend experience is this. At some point in time, I think what people do is, especially because of social media, we polarize things. So you think there's good dudes and there's fuckboys.
Mm.
And you forget there's dudes in the middle. There's people who are nice, but for whatever reasons, just do not have the capacity for a relationship. Which means while you are with me, I'll treat you good. We'll do whatever. Like, I'm not going to be the person to kick you out of my house. I'm not going to... Like, because again... Girls go through a lot. This is why I believe Jesus does not like women. Either Jesus does not like women or women do not know their ancestors. One of the two. But somewhere y'all are fucking up. Because, only because you guys go through way too much. It's insane. It's literally insane. Like... From
I could never survive being.
It's like I'd
die immediately.
Definitely couldn't. It's could from like survive. Hey, how you doing?
You guys are way too strong for my liking. You guys are
just fam.
Yeah.
Do you know how common that is? Hello, how are you? Dick pic. Wait, what?
Are
we doing?
Can I say something, right? I've sent dick pics before. But all the dick pics I've ever sent are dick pics that have been asked for. By the female.
Now, I've sent unsolicited dick pics, but I send them as jokes. So what it is...
that did not come off right.
No. It's even... So the lady I'm currently messing with, she knows what I mean now, and it's really funny. So what happens is, I get to know you, right? And then the funniest thing about it... Because you can't...
It's an interpersonal joke.
Yeah, because the thing is...
Okay.
You can't open your phone when you do this thing. So like, I try spot a moment... When you are going to be in a serious moment amongst a group of people okay. And you can't open your phone.
Yeah.
But you're going to think you can open your phone.
Yeah.
And so you open your phone, it's like, penis! It's like,
okay.
And then like,
okay. Before it was established that it was a joke, what was the first one you sent?
I never sent a dick pic before the first one was established that was a joke.
So,
like, I've never sent a serious dick pic.
No, I'm saying like you're saying that there's
like,
this level of relationship
seems
where you
weird
can send it.
Where you can be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this throbbing cock. Like it just it's weird.
Yeah, guys would do that.
No, I know. I've seen like girls have literally shown me the message where it's like, hello, hi, how are you? Look at this throbbing cock.
Why do you guys do that? Like that's the weirdest thing ever.
And it's always white dudes.
Is it?
I don't know if it's always white dudes. I'm sure it might be black dudes, but all the ones I've seen, it's just these random white dudes who work in banking who are like,
yeah. Hey, Alexander Forbes,
my veins is pumping for you. And you're like, yo, listen, I just asked you what the weather was like.
It's 9 a.m. in the morning.
No, I'm not.
You laugh, but I shit you not. I met a girl who got a dick pic at 9 a.m.
I
like sometime early in the morning, and I was like,
the morning dick pic. I've sent an early morning dick pic.
And
but,
it's
but
9 a.m. on a Tuesday, like fam, gotta work.
But the thing is, it's always I've been asked for it, and then sent. It's never here's this just random sausage on a platter.
Oh my god, I've sent messages at 9 a.m., but it wasn't because it was asked for. It was because we were dating. Because, like, the first dick pic I ever sent, I was in a relationship. And I was like, all right, she's
no, same.
And she was like, I'm in a meeting. I was like, you know, it's going to be funny for me. Let me tell you what's going to be funny. If she opens this meeting, if she opens this message with the CEO, and it's like, Penos!
Penos.
That's, and so I only send dick pics as jokes.
True. Like, and maybe that's the thing. I've only ever sent dick pics to girls who have already seen my penis live.
Yes, please do that. Because then it can be unsolicited.
Yeah. Well.
Yes, that's somewhat. That's me peeing.
That does sound like a...
But back to the question that this all started. Which was... What was it again?
Talking about transgender people.
Oh, yeah.
No. After transgender. Yeah, it started the dick pics. It was... dick pics. Alright, cool. It's gone.
Late.
So, yeah. Listen.
Can you tell we're crunk?
Can I also say, the thing I'm most upset about with this corona thing is everybody else is getting cheap flights.
Yeah, why aren't our flights cheap?
Because, like, literally, as soon as I saw the memes, I was like, oh my god. Because, like, I literally saw memes and heard podcasts. I saw memes and heard podcasts, and they were like, yo. And one of the podcasts, they were like, literally, I found a $100 flight to Italy from the US. And I was like, my god. I was like, 1,000. Drop me just outside the border. Yep. I'll figure it out.
We'll walk down the way.
I will get this corona, fam. No one is going to kill me.
I went cheap flights.
Well, you got melanin, so nothing's going to kill you.
Literally went cheap flights.
Shout out went to the X-Clan.
I went Joburg to Milan. I was like, let me see.
You're still Joburg, the normal price.
Same price. It's not even a 10 rand discount.
That's the one problem with living at the... We are literally in the least travel centric place in the world, except for maybe the bottom of Chile. Like, we're at the
Cape Agulhas,
fam. Yeah, we're in the arse end of the world.
Yeah,
I don't think so. A lot of people come here. You don't make friends. No, people are traveling here.
No, people come here. Apparently, yeah. I'm saying when you go,
our tourism sector took a hit when China locked down.
Because
like Chinese people love South Africa.
And the Germans.
Everyone loves South Africa because it's cheap, bad bitches, and lions.
I did not hear a lie.
Great alcohol. Cheap alcohol.
We do. Okay. While we're doing that, speaking of cheap alcohol, dry red.
Yeah, the normal dry red. Pick and pay, we did the Joburg. Joburg is too sweet, the dry red. This
smells like a Merlot. Well,
yeah, I know, right?
This smells like it could be Merlot's dad.
But
like Merlot's dad who's been through a lot.
This is a Merlot-y. And I'm actually at a 13.5% liqueur percentage.
Dude, that fucking Merlot smells like an Uber cab. Like an Uber cab that's like mad busy and like the passengers be farting on the seats. That's what I smell. It's just like,
It's a wine, eh? It's a strong one.
This is 13.5%. That's what it is. It smells...
I'm not angry with it, though.
Pungent. It's... None of these are terrible.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, this is... It's...
It's like a Merlot in a bottle.
Doesn't taste good. Just tastes... Cheap.
True.
Okay. I'm gonna wrap this up.
We're not gonna rate all four. I'm just gonna rate the three. So... I didn't taste all three. I just tasted the two. I'll give the Sauve a 65%. So it's a 6.5. The Joe Burger... because it's very four cousins-y, it's like a three, eh? It's like that.
Three's a hard number.
It's drink or pop. Like,
it is drink or pop.
There's nothing sophisticated about it. There's nothing that challenges the taste buds. There's nothing that excites you. It's just, you don't even taste the wine. You just taste sweetness.
Also, I think the mentality of the buyer when buying the box wine. He's not looking for any of what you just
bought. Yeah, but like, let's, like, yeah. In terms of, we're doing tastes.
Yeah, yeah. But you're
so
right.
It's booze without the bullshit, so I'm taking the bullshit out of it. Like, if you actually, no matter what setting you're in, you still want something to taste good. And like, this is, you might as well just drink something sweet. Drink a grape tizer.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a grape tizer that gets you drunk.
I'd give it a 4, maybe 4.5. I sort of see the appeal.
As a sugar's on me.
Eh?
I feel like I'd be the nice judge on Liquor Idol.
You would be. You're the one who shoots bail.
But like, listen guys, but actually.
You're the one who pulls the contestants in for a hug.
Yeah.
Like, come. Hey girl, don't go.
Hey girl,
it's your fat ass, like, hey girl.
Let me feel your booty, you can get a 7.
And then talk trash about
you Simon. You would do that.
And then me and Harvey Weinstein would be in the cell together.
No, I see the buying appeal of it. I see what it's meant for. And it's not meant for people who know wine or like wine. It's sort of
don't know wine.
It's there just for that. It's literally a space filler. So I'm giving it a 4, maybe 4.5 out of 10. That's the Joburg red wine.
Jesus, you guys are mean.
You know I don't like sweet stuff, so.
Come on, rate. Wait, you didn't rate the dry dry red.
Oh, the dry red. The dry red actually tastes like a proper red wine.
Rate
it. Oh, fuck me.
It tastes like a Merlot. Like,
I can't deal with it. The dry red is the least. Okay, never mind, yes.
Like, it smells like a wine. Okay, it's strong. The flavor is strong.
Get your rating, fam.
So it's I'll give it. If it's a Popsack rating, 6 out. But honestly, no, 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. I'm giving it a 5 out of 10.
I see what your problem is. You just don't like things that are sweet, and yes. Whatever is sweet, you're like, it's wine. That's like, you're just like, whatever is sweet, I don't care how well made it is. If Jesus peed sweet elixir in your mouth, you would be like, I'm gonna
do this.
Even as you became younger, and your life changed, and like millions of rands were like spilling out of your mouth from the pee, like, you'd be like, nah,
it's very vivid.
This is a word.
Listen, I have a lot.
I have diabetes.
Dry red, weakest of them, because if you're gonna do a dry red, try and do it better. There are better dry reds than this.
Rated.
Even in a box, even in a thing, this one catches a 4.
Jesus,
Johannesburg.
You came down hard on him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He hates sweet things. Johannesburger, I'm assuming that's trying to be a rosé. Or it's trying to be a dark rosé. In the sense that it's trying to assume a bit of the flavor profile of the rosé. It's trying to be a much more drinkable vibe. And if we're talking about drinkability and we're talking about the people who drink Popsacks, and even just the people, that is drinkable. It does taste like Drinko Pop. It is not the greatest. It is not the greatest, but it is also not the worst in terms of sweetness. So you get Johannesburg, you get a good old 5. Sauvignon. Like I said at the beginning, this has tasted better than some of the things we have had in bottles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a decent wine. Mm-hmm. This is not bad. It's not the best wine, but it is pretty fucking good.
Stop qualifying everything.
I'm not qualifying. I'm just explaining my thing.
Those are all qualifiers.
It's pretty fucking
good. Rate it. Give me something
pretty fucking good. I would give you 6.3. I think it's pretty good. I really think it's pretty good. I would drink this on a regular basis.
I gave it 6.5. Yeah.
I might actually give you your 6.5. Like, I might replace my regular Tranquil blush with this, because I like Tranquil Blush only because it's super easy drinking and it's nice and it's easy. It's not like, the point is, you can get home, have one, not stress about it. You know, it's just is. Like, it's wine and you're not like, ah,
you know,
trying to kill myself.
For regular wine drinkers, do this pubs, like, and that can be your home slash. That can be part of your weekly drink.
By this, you mean the Sauvignon.
The Sauvignon
I think Blanc. You can bust out the Woolworths Sauv and not have the neighbors judge you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll be like, oh.
That's my other thing is, fuck the neighbors.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to live with the Joneses.
I'll
pee
on the
Joneses.
That's what
I'm
saying. Like, this.
You'll shit on
them. Yes, I will. I'll shit on their lawn and have their dogs eat.
You can buy the Sauvignon Blanc for your home stash, and you can even take
and
it out
somewhere.
And then
you can add it, yeah. Like,
It's flexible. It's flexible because it's a good wine.
You could host a dinner with the Woolworths Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, you can actually.
That is entirely a perfect way to end this break. You can host this dinner and no
see
one
what
is
happens
mad.
When I join you guys.
Look at you,
big
like,
facts.
Look at you,
big facts.
Because that is entirely true about it. You could host a dinner, no one's gonna be mad. Everyone's gonna say, oh, you know, the wine is quite nice.
Mm. And then the pick and pay ones, if you're on a budget and you're a freshman drinker.
If you're going to Cape Town.
If you're going to Cape Town, you're on a budget, you're a freshman drinker, you're going on a road trip and you're thirsty, you want some juice with some cake.
If you're going to
this is your vibes.
Yeah.
If you're going to Zoo Lake.
No, but that's also a thing, because guys, people go to Zoo Lake. Like, it's actually, this is actually big facts. Like, if you go to Zoo Lake, why am I saying, because think about it. Okay, that's what, 3 liters. How many bottles of 3 liters?
3.5.
I must buy 5 bottles, 3.5 bottles of 80 rand wine to match that. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Especially because I'm gonna go then. These fucking pagans don't care.
No. If you want to
these
feed
fucking pagans.
That's the thing. If you want to feed the
these
pagans,
fucking pagans are drinking my shit.
If you want
so,
to feed the pagans,
take
the
your 99 rand out.
Yeah.
Give them. Bring the box.
Fucking pagans.
Put it in a decanter. You solve.
You invite to a bride. These pagans don't bring fuck all, but drink the most.
Yes,
those characters.
This is the thing. This is what I'm saying.
Take the pick and pay.
And they're gonna be like, oh, this is nice. You just pour it into something else. They're gonna be like, oh, this is nice. Oh, you know,
yeah.
It does.
I don't even
like
think
I
you
did.
Have to pour it into something
no.
else. At the point where you're at the Zoo Lake
they
and
know.
You bring the Joe Burger, it's okay.
This thing's not gonna come back empty, my guy. You're gonna throw it away. This thing's not gonna come back full.
That's the thing. You don't even have to go to a recycling shop. Just throw it in the dustbin. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Anyway, good people, don't die of coronavirus.
Guys, we're gonna rate check
what
at some point.
What happens if they quarantine us next week?
Hey, we'll send you our voice notes.
I'm on PVR, watch movies all day.
Well, listen, we'll just have to sit on opposite sides of the house.
Oh, us?
Yeah.
We all got melanin, so we'll see.
We're right for now.
We could probably make it.
We'll
guys,
see it through.
Guys, listen, please try not to die of corona. And if
guys,
you do, well, had it. Tell
weekly,
me kids
right
to listen
in your
to
world.
Us.
Your weekly sports entertainment, your weekly everything entertainment is deaded. So follow at Part-Time Alcoholics and we will keep you entertained.
Follow Part-Time Alcoholics
we
and
will not be
I did
around.
Not detect a lie.
This is now your chance to listen to good podcasts.
I did not detect a lie. This is just
now your
only.
Chance to listen to good podcasts
mm-hmm.
and find out some pornography. So that you can know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm definitely what? Buck Angel.
I'm
gonna do a little.
Oh
ladies, get into the psyche
oh
of your male counterparts.
Oh my god.
We've got the facts for
no,
you.
No. Don't tell them to do that.
No, they should.
No. Do not. Ladies, do not get into my psyche. Get out of my psyche. Fuck off out of my psyche. I don't want you in my psyche.
Get into
anymore.
The psyche.
I'm tired.
Get into
his psyche.
Get into our
anyway,
psyche. Know what we want.
Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Trois.
What?
Trois, yeah.
Tattoo. I had to switch on my native brain.
I've never seen something go gray so quick.
And basically, listen, it's been real. Fuck off. I'm gonna eat some sushi.
Yeah.